Davies on third and long. Flush from the pocket, rolls right, stops, throws. A looks to the outside, has DeCanio open. He will make the catch, but it is going to be far shy of a first down. Taking it to the 16-yard line. It'll bring up here a fourth down and about 13.
And, of course, they'll go for it.
The wind has really begun to
start
it to blow here, and it is very cold down here. Howell will use their second time out of the half.
Keep it here with 11:29 to go in the fourth quarter with the Rebels leading the Mustangs 14-7.
I wouldn't be adverse to having like a cup of coffee to pour in my shoes right about now.
Well, footsie's a little cold.
I'm getting a little chilly up here. Yeah, I tell you, I got caught off guard. I did not think it would be this cool. It was so beautiful this afternoon. About 3, 4 o'clock, I didn't even bring out the heavy Shore Sports Network gear.
Let's remind our listeners also to turn their clocks back tomorrow night. Public service announcement.
Thank you, Ed, for that. And we'll add to that and check your change your batteries and your smoke alarms.
There you go.
My wife has already told me I'll be doing that tomorrow.
By the way, Kevin.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll mention this in the next couple of weeks, but we want a full report on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Sticking it to me. Sticking it to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
As you will be in attendance early in the morning.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be one of the balloons, one of the floats. I really.
So will this be your first parade?
First and last.
First and last. Yeah. But, hey, we'll explain that later on in the week. Yeah. You may see that in my blog, possibly.
I prefer you didn't.
Sometime.
Really. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Barnegat, by the way, 27-6.
That was a 7-6 game at one time.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Over Holmdel. So Barnegat has blown it open. They'll be home next week, right?
They will
be
home.
Fourth down and 13. Davies fakes the draw, rolls to his left, stops, throws, has a receiver open. It is Yeagle.
It's going to be close.
Oh,
very close.
I think he might be short.
Well, I think he's going to have it.
Let's see. Oh, boy, that is close.
4-yard line is the spot, and that's right on the marker.
All right, Ed, you're there. Come on.
I'm going to say he's about 2 inches short.
Yeah, I think, wow, that is close.
2 inches.
I think he's
short. No, they're
not
even going to measure. Wow. Not even going to measure.
Wow.
That was definitely close enough for a measurement. I'm sorry. I'd be very upset if I was Howell.
So the Rebels don't get it on fourth and long. Brick Memorial takes it over, still within a score of tying this one up. 14-7, Howell leading this one, 11:22 to go in the fourth quarter.
By the way, it was still an impressive throw.
This is almost where Memorial started on their only drive of the game and to their only score of the game. They started on the 10. This time they start on the 4.
And you are right, Kevin. You said very astutely earlier, Ryan Davies pretty good rolling to his left.
Yeah.
Miller in the backfield. Contrucci has the wing back in motion. Miller will get the carry. Takes it to about the 6-yard line. That's a gain of 2 to bring up a second and 8.
Bonsamino.
Steve Bonsamino, the middle linebacker. He is just a sophomore. 5'10", 185 pounds. Howell working some players in and out of the lineup.
Howell's looking for a stop here inside of the, if they could stop the Mustangs inside their own 15 here, get good field position.
Hakaday wing to the left, Contrucci wing to the right, goes in motion, and after a bobbled snap, Pinho will take it off the left side and get to about the 8-yard line for a pickup of 2 more, and that will bring up a 3rd and 6. You know, speculation a little bit, Kevin. That's what we like to do in the media. You got to wonder how much longer Corey Davies would coach with his son Ryan going to college. You know, that could be a time to end the program on a high note if they can go off with a couple of wins and you could spend those 4 years watching your son.
Well, after this play, we'll discuss it because Ed and I talked with him about that fact before the game.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
10 minutes and rolling here. Hockaday in motion this time. Pinnell wants to throw, and he is sacked. Dropped hard by Dave Jimerson. We've called his name a bunch from an outside linebacker spot, and he makes a big-time sack here to set up a fourth and long, and Brick Memorial will have to punt out of their own end zone.
Good defensive possession that time. Defensive stand by the Rebels. They're certainly their best of the game.
Well, Miller standing about a half a yard inside the end line.
Up, oh, high snap, and nice. Miller stepped off the back line. That'll
wow.
be that'll go as a safety. Plus two for Hal, who leads it 16-7,
and makes it a two-score game. That is a huge 2 points. Wow!
And they will get the ball back.
And they'll get the ball
worst,
back.
It's the worst possible thing that could happen to you.
Yeah.
2 points, and you got to punt it from your own 20.
Yep. So, Matt, just to go back to what you talked about, Ed and I, matter of fact, Ed was the one who said, you know, Corey, how much longer do you have? And he laughed and said, well, the basic rumor is I'm out of here, meaning what you said, you know, my son's gone. He said, but you know what? I've got great support. He said, you know, people, parents, they all want me to stay. And Ed, based on what he said to us, he didn't make it sound like he was going anywhere, did he?
No, he didn't. But remember now, he does have another son who is not attending the Howell District. Corey lives down in Lacey, and he has another son that plays for Lacey. I believe he's on the freshman team. If not the freshman team, he's in eighth grade, will attend Lacey.
But again, going back to what he also told us about, his son Ryan would like to stay within a couple of hours of home. Most college teams, especially the Patriot League and the Ivy Leagues, if it was that, play Saturday afternoons. He said, hey, we almost always play on Friday night. I get up on a Saturday morning and go to basically wherever he plays. So,
yeah, he checked out his schedule for next year, and he says he plays almost entirely Friday nights, even the away games.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. And, of course, you know, it's highly unlikely that you play as a freshman.
Yeah, he even said, you know, he won't play for a couple of years probably, so.
Meanwhile, let's give a little credit to Anthony Miller for just catching that snap. Tried to tiptoe inside the end line. I had said right before the snap that he was standing about, you know, a foot and a half from inside the end line. The snap was very high. He did pick it up, but stepped on the line.
Carl Klum on to kick off. End-over-end kick in the direction of Mitchell. Fields it at the 33. Goes to the 40-45 to midfield. Breaks the tackle and takes it into Memorial territory at the 46-yard line. Pretty short field to work with here for the Rebels, who with 9:18 to go lead it 16-7. That's safety, our first points here of the half.
Update up at Middletown, guys. Southern continues to lead the Lions 28-0. That is in the fourth quarter. And the other big game in that Central Jersey Group 4 pitcher, South Plainfield and North Brunswick. North Brunswick leads it 35-14 at the half. So it looks like North Brunswick will find their way into the playoffs. Brick Memorial will get there. And then it depends on whether Colts Neck could win tomorrow. It'll either be Colts Neck or maybe Hillsborough to complete that Central Jersey Group 4 bracket.
State information will be made official on Sunday. Is that right?
No, I think they wait
Monday?
Until Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, because of appeals and anything like that. I think Ed's right. I don't think it becomes official till either Monday afternoon or Tuesday.
Or Tuesday, right, exactly. Although
everyone will
know.
First down and 5 after a 5-yard penalty on Memorial. The wind.
Boy, it is starting to pick up.
That has just in the last 10 minutes really picked up.
Look at the flags. I mean, they were pretty still not too long ago.
Yeah, blowing from behind you guys, you know, across the field from the Memorial bench to the Howell bench. By the way, Bill Bruno just gave me the state information on those brackets. I'll get past that on after this play, Matt.
Second down and a long two. With a shivering partner to my right and a cold one down to my left. Davies stops, throws, zings one to the outside. And an incompletion, the intended receiver, Pat Devine. Ed.
Billy Bruno said that the state will unofficially name the brackets on Monday. It will not be official until Tuesday. So the unofficial word will come out, and then the teams have to appeal if there are any discrepancies, and then the official brackets will be out Tuesday. But usually there's not too many discrepancies in those brackets. So we'll know Steve Falk, Scott Stump, our guys on the press and the offshore media will have it pretty much down tomorrow night.
Trips left, two receivers to the right. Quarterback draw here for Davies. He'll have the first down. Takes it down inside the 30, gets to the 28-yard line. Good time to pull that out of the playbook. 10-yard pickup for the senior.
Well, with the temperatures plunging and the wind picking up, some of the Memorial faithful starting to head to the exits.
First down and 10, and you would think a score here for Howell would almost salt the game away. Memorial showing blitz, draw play for Corelli. Picks up two, gets to the 26-yard line, second and 8. Corelli just a junior, so he'll be back next year. And we think John Quinlan will take over, and Quinlan, Kevin, one thing, even though you mentioned he's been hurt this year, very good size, 6'4", 205 pounds.
Not bad.
Second and 8. Two receivers to either side. Robinson, Devine off to the right. Craig and Yeagle back to the left. Davies steps up, throws, delivers a strike to Robinson, who spins out of one tackle, gets some extra yardage, puts the ball down on the turf. Referee will say it was down at the 16-yard line. That will be a first down on a pickup of 10.
We know Robinson will be back next year. He's a junior.
By the way, guys, that Middletown North Southern score is a final now, 28-0 Southern. So Middletown North looks like they have been knocked out.
That's an impressive win for the Rams.
First down and 10. Ball set up at the Frick Memorial 16-yard line. Corelli again up the middle. Sprints off to the left. Gets down inside the 5. Will get taken down at the 4-yard line. Tackle made by Mike Basile. And it's first and goal now for Howell.
Well, Will Curry said it at halftime. He's got to try and get his defense off the field a little bit, and that has not happened in the second half. Howell has controlled this game just about from the beginning, other than the 90-yard drive by Brick Memorial that tied it up at 7. Howell, basically, with their short passing game, has controlled the game, and when Davies has gone downtown, he's made that work also.
First down and goal. It's Corelli again off the left side, takes it to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. Stretched out well. Tackle made by Diodato and Miller. Final score, Toms River South getting their first home win in 3 years. They beat Pinelands 61-0.
Wow.
6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. With Howell leading at 16-7.
Pinelands has given up 402 points this season in eight games.
Davies rolls right, throws right. This one drifting away. Devine, the intended receiver. Pinelands will have a consolation game to try to steal a win. And then they'll play Thanksgiving against Barnegat in a game that actually has title implications on it. Barnegat needs a win to outright win B-South.
And it looks like Pinelands' consolation game will be against Camden.
Possibly.
Well, Camden was 0-7 coming into this weekend.
Yeah. No, I think they had a win.
No, they don't. I'm looking right at it. 0-7. They and Pinelands both had the same amount of power points, 19.
Yeah. How would you like to beat Pinelands having to travel to Camden with a team like they have? Wow.
5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Davies, quarterback draw, gets down inside the 5 and will score. I don't know how many times that's happened this year, but Ryan Davies gets a rushing touchdown. a point away from going up 23-7. A spirited effort tonight for Howe.
No doubt about it. I mean, this probably the most complete game they've played all season. And interestingly enough, it's been the defense in the second half that has sparked the offense.
Safety comes back to be big, and the ensuing short kickoff. Hubs on for the extra point. That is up. That is good. 23-7, 5:33 to go in the fourth quarter with Howe a comfortable lead. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Back here from Brick Memorial High School, it is 23-7 in favor of Howe. 5:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Mustangs playing without Ryan Saplinski, their starting quarterback. And despite a decent first half from Jack Pinho, Memorial not a whole lot of zip in their step at certain points during the course of the night. On the kickoff here, it goes to one of the up men. That is Nick Costa. He will have it bounce off of his chest and take it to the 31-yard line as he falls on it. They'll actually give him an extra yard out to the 32, so with 5:28 to go, the Stags will take over back in their own end. You going to make it to the end of the game, buddy?
Wow.
I mean, you're not walking around in shorts and a T-shirt. You got a jacket on.
I know. I'm really, really cold.
Matt, give him the rest of the night off. Go ahead.
I'm starting to get the sniffles.
I feel like
here.
I should give him my jacket.
We handled it last weekend. Go on.
First and 10 from the 32. Pinho wants to throw, in trouble, and will get sacked. Tyler Hyman, number 25, the defensive back sophomore, came on the blitz, gets the sack all the way back inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. It goes as a loss of about 8 yards. Five minutes and rolling here. Mustangs will come out with a spread-type formation. Trips right, single receiver left. Pinho wants to throw, zips it out to the left side. Incompletion. The intended receiver, Joe Hans, the freshman wideout, couldn't hang on to it. The coverage applied by Nick Craig.
Pretty nice throw that time by Pinho. He put the ball right in Hans' hands, but as you called, unable to come up with it. So third and about, what, 19?
A lot.
Third and 19 is right, Ed. Flags are out here.
I think that's Memorial's first penalty of the night. One of the good parts about the game as far as the offense is concerned.
Howell came into tonight's game giving up an average of 25 points per game, but it'll actually be their second productive defensive effort in 3 weeks. A couple of weeks ago, they shut out East Brunswick 34-0.
So and third and 24.
But hang on here. Two times in 3 weeks, defense has played pretty well.
Pinho, three-step drop. Goes to his left a little bit. Intended receiver was Hakaday. That will fall incomplete, and Brick Memorial we'll have to punt the football away.
I should add that the other game in between that, they gave up 40 to Manalapan.
Well, you got to believe that the Memorial offense probably would have been a little bit better if the starter was in the game. I think they would have been able to throw the ball a little bit better and maybe prevent Howell from just teeing off on Pinhole anytime he dropped back. Pinhole no pass completions tonight.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Ed, but I think also the other problem is the
Miller on a fake punt. Throws one off to the right side. Wanted Basile. Overthrows him. And Howell will take over from inside the Brick Memorial 28-yard line.
I'm going to say the part that's got to be a little disappointing is
18, man.
Defense really could not stop Davies in this passing attack.
Yeah, Howell will take over on the 18, looking to make this one look like a romp. A lot more closer than the score indicated, but again, Howell in complete control tonight. Take away that 190-yard drive in which Pinhole looked very very good. Memorial just has not moved the football.
I think we're getting the new quarterback in. There's number 10.
There he is, getting him a little playing time.
John Quinlan, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Boy, he is big. God, he's going to be like 6'5 next year.
6'4 on the roster right now. Quinlan on first and 10. Stops, throws, and is intercepted. Not the start he was looking for. So after Memorial gives it back to Howe on the missed fake punt, Howe gives it right back to Memorial.
Well, that wasn't very good.
That is the 10th interception on the year for Brick Memorial. The first for Nick Costa. I believe Basile has 4. Actually, it's the 11th interception. Basile has 4. Santos has 6. And that was Costa's first.
And here's Pinhole back to pass. Pressure, and he's going to be sacked again.
4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter, 23-7. So Pinhole, who has struggled during the course of the night with protection, gets sacked by Bonsamino. And on a second down and 13 coming up, Brick Memorial down to their last couple of downs, trailing by 16. Hakadang in motion. Here is Miller off right guard. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Gained about 3. Sets up a 3rd and 10.
Well, this will be the final home game of the season for the Stangs.
Manalapan has tied up their game with North at 21, so it's a good ball game up there. Mariners trying to keep their faint hopes alive in South Jersey Group 4.
Howell showing blitz, walks it off. Pinhole going over the middle. This one almost intercepted. Mitchell went up over the top of the intended receiver, Hakaday. Goes as an incompletion, and on a very quick 3-and-out, Brick Memorial will bring the punt team back on.
Of course, last time Miller faked the punt and threw an incomplete pass. I'm going to guess he kicks this one away, Matt. What do you think?
I'd fake it again.
Again?
Go to the other side this time.
Yeah, they only need 10. Last time they needed 20.
Low snap. Miller able to short hop it. Send it off to his right. It will bounce on the Howell side of the 50-yard line and get downed by Rob Traiano, wearing number 5 tonight. At the 45-yard line, where it'll be 1st and 10 for the Rebels.
Now, again, this would be the situation where about any team in the state would run the ball and kill the clock. Howell doesn't run the ball. So Quinlan.
And they'd like to get Quinlan some reps. So, you know, the only way he could get reps is by throwing it, because that's what he's going to be doing next year.
He's a perfect one for one tonight. Unfortunately, the one was completed to a guy in a green jersey.
He'll set up here on a 1st down and 10 from his own 45-yard line. Has the starting wideout group into the game, along with Nick Corelli. The give will be to Corelli, who cannot elude the tackle of Jared Eccles 2 yards back in the backfield.
Eccles played a pretty solid game tonight.
Yeah, he's made some nice tackles tonight. Bring up a 2nd and 12 inside of 3 minutes.
Looks like our Water Street Grill player of the game will be number 9 for the Rebels, Ryan Davies. I think you guys would agree, right?
Absolutely.
Had a big night.
Slot receiver sets to either side for Davies. Quinlan, into the game. Here's Corelli as Hal trying to run the clock out. He will get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a short gain. Bring up a third and 11 with 2:15 and rolling here in the fourth quarter. Mustangs will start now to look ahead to potential playoff matchups next week. Certainly will be on the road, as Ed said. We'll finish somewhere between 6 and 8, which guarantees them a spot on the road.
Yeah, it looks more and more like that number may be 6 with Middletown North already having lost. And
Mustangs showing blitz here. Here comes Diodato, and they will drop Quinlan for a sack back inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. Brick Memorial will call a timeout with 1:45 to go in the game and set up a fourth down and a punting situation for Hal.
To finish my thought, Middletown North, having lost already, knocks them out. If Neptune were to beat Colts Neck tomorrow, which there is a good chance, you know, Memorial could get the 6th seed and match up with the number 3 seed. That could either be Jackson or West Windsor South, I would believe.
Hal will bring the punt team on here with 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we invite you to join us on Thursday nights on the Barnabas Healthcare High School football show.
It's a lot warmer there.
We'll talk about this game and everything from this past weekend, who's in, who's out, and all of the matchups involving Shore Conference teams. There's Cody Hubs on to punt it away for Hal. Contrucci is back deep. Good snap. Short punt. It will bounce and then be fielded by Contrucci. I'm not sure why he would even bother jumping on it, but does at the 40-yard line. And Brick Memorial will have it. First down and 10 with 1:36 to go in this fourth quarter. And the result of this one, much in hand for Hal.
Yes, all but finalized as Cody Pinnow gets instructions from Walt Curry on the sideline. Get a little practice here at running the two-minute offense.
I would believe they keep the ball on the ground here.
You think so? Have they completed a pass tonight?
No, they have not.
Wing to either side, receiver left, Hakaday in motion. Pinho wants to throw. He will. Completes a pass, the hook and ladder. Contrucci down the far sideline will get pushed out of bounds inside the 30 to about the 28.
Nice looking play. By the way, they are starting the fourth quarter in Manalapan, and Toms River North is driving. They're on the Braves' 33-yard line. Actually, not starting, with 7 minutes left. That game is tied at 21. Still 29-0 Point Borough over Manchester early in the fourth quarter. Looks like the Panthers are playoff bound in Sean Henry's first full season as head coach.
That'll be South Jersey Group 2.
Yep.
The Barnegat bracket.
Pinho wants to throw again. Looking to the end zone. Goes up top. Tried to get it into the hands of Hans, the freshman. It falls incomplete.
Now, they will probably get in at the number 7 spot.
Who's that?
Point Borough.
Borough, correct.
Yep.
And I don't think Barnegat can move up to 2.
I think
they're going to be 3.
Yep. I would agree with you.
By the way, the significance of the Manalapan game, if North were to beat Manalapan, it would probably drop Manalapan to 4, and that would mean a matchup with number 5, Sayreville, who everyone believes could be the best team in that bracket.
Pinho going to the end zone again, looking for Contrucci. And it is batted away by Torin Mitchell.
Tell you, Matt, Pinho does not throw a bad pass. Does not throw a bad football. I mean, I know the numbers are going to look awful tomorrow, but
yeah, he's about 0 for 10 right now.
Now he's got one. Completed one.
Excuse me, 1 for 10.
That's right.
Third down here and 10 with 1:17 to go. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Pumps once, in trouble, comes right, gets some time, flips it for Hakaday in the flat. It'll go as a reception down to about the 21-yard line, pickup of 7.
You know, it sounds crazy, Matt and Kevin, but go back to the first play of the second half.
Yep.
And if Pinho could have gotten the ball to a wide open
Contrucci,
this outcome might have been a little bit different.
Would
have given Brick Memorial the lead.
Pinho, little option pass. Contrucci wants to throw, goes to the end zone, and this one is intercepted. Pulled down by Mitchell in the end zone. It'll come out as a touchback. So Memorial tries the old halfback pass. Doesn't work out. And with 61 seconds to go, this one in the books for the Rebels.
Those plays don't usually work in those situations because you're not going to really get the defensive back to come up and bite on that. But now you give it a shot. And now, do you think Howell will finally, like, victory formation?
Knee.
Yeah.
I believe Memorial has one timeout. I don't think they would use it here.
Well, I would hope not.
You just set ourselves up for a throw from Hal and a timeout from Brick Memorial. Without question. Quinlan back on his third series.
Well, they are not in victory formation, that's for sure.
Corelli off to his right. Receivers either side. Corelli will get it off tackle play. Goes to the right side. Quick little scat back Corelli is to the 30-yard line on a gain of just about 10, and it
first
is 10,
down.
A first down. Clock has stopped with 54 seconds and now running. John Quinlan, the heir apparent to Ryan Davies next year. Davies
Corelli
is our player of the game.
Corelli, by the way, came up a little limping. He's bouncing around out there. Looked like an ankle injury.
Ryan Davies, two more throwing touchdowns tonight and a rushing touchdown. Quinlan will hand off here to Corelli again, and he will get dropped in the backfield. Good interior pressure applied that time by the Stags. It was Eccles.
That should do it, guys.
Yes, it should.
First on the scene. Howell will not snap the football anymore. They don't have to. Teams will exchange handshakes. Howell will look forward to a consolation game in a Thanksgiving Day matchup with Colts Neck. Brick Memorial into the playoffs of Central Jersey Group 4. That is the Mustangs' attention. We'll step out, take a 2-minute time.